Hey, it's Mike Valenti. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valenti Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
A lot of info from Two Cuts over there.
Yeah, it is. And he lived up to his name, Two Cuts. I found some college football Oregon rankings that I think we're all here for.
Okay.
FBS schools ranked by their walking distance from the stadium to the nearest Waffle House.
Wow. Well,
rankings by the shortest walk to a Waffle House from the stadium.
I don't think Michigan and Michigan State are going to do well in it.
No, tied for 13th are the University of South Florida Bulls and Florida State at 1.1 miles. Georgia State checks in at number 12 at 1.0 miles. Auburn, number 11 at 0.9. Tied at number 9, Ohio State and Georgia Southern, 0.8 miles to a Waffle House from their stadium. Tied at number 7, Louisiana Tech and Western Kentucky, 0.7 miles from their stadium to a Waffle House. At number 5, Georgia and Jackson State are tied 0.6 miles from their stadium to a Waffle House.
I'm trying to think what I think would be number 1.
Well, if you're sensing a theme.
Well, of course it's going to be Southern.
There's two Midwest schools, one Big Ten, I already mentioned Ohio State, which mimics an SEC school in many ways. Georgia Tech at number 4.5. I'll let you guess what's number 1. At number 3, Alabama's 0.4 miles from a Waffle House. And then there's actually two schools. My apologies. Two schools tied at number 1 at 0.2. One's a Midwest school. One's down south.
It's a Midwest school?
Yep. One's like an hour away.
Wow. An hour away.
Mm-hmm.
Hour away. What the hell is
maybe it's an hour.
Toledo?
Maybe it's 75 minutes. No. Keep going.
It's in the state of Ohio.
If you go to Toledo and you keep going, what's the next Division I school you hit?
I don't even know. I there's 20 schools in Ohio. I don't know.
Tied at number 1, 0.2 miles from their stadium to a Waffle House, Bowling Green.
That's a few hours away. A couple hours away.
It's 15 minutes south of Toledo.
No.
Bowling Green?
I thought Bowling Green was like 2 hours away.
It's just south of Toledo. It's like two exits south of Toledo. Right. And South Carolina. 0.2 miles from their stadium to a Waffle House. So there it is. The rankings you've all been waiting for.
Hour and a half away.
So 248-539-9797. Let's go to Joe and Grosseal. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Joe.
Hi, guys.
What's
up? It pains me to acknowledge this, but as much as I would like to see the Tigers re-sign Scoble, I don't think they're going to be able to do that. But the odds are better that they re-sign Scoble than they are of them getting a big haul in trading for him. Nobody's going to give the value that Scoble is to the Tigers organization for a one-year rental. We're just not going to get his value. So we either overpay him.
Why didn't you think that?
We're going to lose him.
I think he's right.
I want to know why he thinks it, Gator.
Because it's all about a rental, and especially in the off season, there's no guarantees that any of these teams that are in the playoffs now are going to be back there next year. So they're not going to pay to have Scoble get him over the top next year at the winter trade meetings.
So teams that trade for him can negotiate with him and can try and sign him to an extension. I think you're probably right. I was just intrigued to hear why. I mean, there's also the looming collective bargaining agreement, which it might be terrible timing for the Tigers, which could affect his trade value come trade deadline time. I shop him pretty hard and just see what's possible. But I think it's more likely they trade him than re-sign him. I almost think there's 0% chance they re-sign him. And I gave my reasons why last hour, but
Well, and I think the reason that they're not, unless they can do a sign and trade and someone's going to pay them $500 million, because he might sign early for that kind of dough. But yep. anything less than $450, he's not signing. He's going to play this right out to the bitter end.
Well, it depends which teams are bidding for him. If it's a team like the Dodgers or the Red Sox or the Cubs or the Yankees, I think Boris can accept that because he knows that those are the teams with the most resources to sign him to that kind of deal, and that's what Boris is there for.
But here's what I'm curious about is what are those teams willing to pay, and what kind of a deal are they talking? Like, if you're, are you talking about like an eight-year deal for Tarek Skubal? Okay, if it's 8 years, to get to $400 million, you got to pay him $50 million a year. Do you think he's going to get $50 million on the open market? It's possible, but do you think that's going to be the number?
I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, look, I feel like no matter what Detroit offers, New York and LA will go one louder. They'll go to 11.
It feels like they can, and yet they've got some guys. I think each team in the next couple of years have some players that they're going to have to re-sign too, and they're going to have to take a long, hard look at how things are. But it doesn't seem like they care about money. I would agree with that. But I think even those teams that don't seem to care about money might have to care a little bit.
Well, that bargaining agreement, I don't know how that's going to impact markets for players. And that is always an unknown variable. I would shop them pretty hard. And then I that would be plan A. Plan B would be to sign his replacement this offseason and try and win with him and his replacement. And plan C, I guess, would just be ride it out and lose him, which I really don't want to do, but I don't think there is a future where they re-sign him.
The only upside of the ride it out and lose him after the season is if they win the World Series.
I know.
And it's possible. It's not impossible. But if you're going to ride him out, you better also...
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
So... sign somebody in free agency as a pitcher. And then there's some really good pitchers available in free agency. You're going to have to give one of those guys a contract.
248-539-9797. Don in Birmingham, you're next. Hi, Don.
Oh, gosh. Hey, thanks, guys. I was calling. I called earlier, but I was talking about the Lions.
That's fine.
I know we're talking about, like, Tigers, but...
talk about anything.
Caught me off guard. By the way, I think there's a couple things that we could do with the Lions and what's going on here. I think that it's egregious to a lot of respects. And then if you think about it, hold on, let me get to my notes.
Really took notes.
So the league is an entertainment league, right? So we get that. And we know that Roger Goodell is an F, you know, he's a star, you know, effer. He does everything with the draft. He does everything like that. About stardom. Why do you think the Chiefs are getting, you know, the looks that they're getting or the benefit of the doubt? I think so, too. Like, people are talking about State Farm, but I think, you know what? The Fords have been on the back, and the Lions have been on the back end, back receiving end of
Don?
All that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, your phone's breaking up pretty bad, bud.
Oh, is it? Is it better now?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You said the Fords have, and then you broke up.
Yeah, the Fords have been on the on the wrong side of, you know, receiving favorable treatment. The Lions have. You know what? I know that State Farm, you know, supports certain athletes. However, the Fords own a major, major advertiser. And I think it's about time that Martha and Sheila have a little sit down, if they haven't, with,
well,
you know, Mr.
I don't think this is specific to the Lions, though, Don. I think it's the whole league is getting sick of the way the Chiefs is getting treated. So it's not incumbent upon just them. I mean, we'll see if anything comes out of it. This UTEP study that just got released saying that the Chiefs are the benefactors of or benefit more from, you know, subjective calls than any team in the league, I find fascinating. And we'll see if that gets any traction anywhere. But
it would behoove us to have a stronger voice. I think, within the NFL, especially with the clout that the Ford family, you know, allegedly carries, especially with their advertising dollars too.
I guess. I mean, there's all these owners are rich. They all, every fan base thinks their owner has clout. Some, I guess, more than others, but these are billionaires, right? They're multimillionaires.
These are, in fact, billionaires. And these franchises are, in fact, worth billions and billions of dollars.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show? It's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.